Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration. This is audio lecture number 2. Now we'll begin the techniques for increasing taste and concentration and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And we will title each of these audio series with the name Tech. Tech 1, Tech 2, Tech 3. T-E-C-H. T-E-C-H is an abbreviation or a short form of techniques, ways and ideas and practices and practical ideas for improving taste and concentration. The title for this Tech 1 is Glory Immersion. To attain taste and concentration in chanting Krishna's name is a gift of reciprocation. You love me, I love you. You feel and think and act nicely in relationship to me, then I think and feel and act nicely in relationship with you. So to begin our eternal, loving, intimate, tasty relationship with Sri Nam Prabhu, with the Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra, the Hare Krishna Mantra is also Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra. Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Hare Ram, Radharani and Radharaman, together with us forever. We embrace them with our ears, we embrace them with our tongues, we embrace them with our hearts, we embrace them with our minds, and we embrace them with our lives, surrendered at their lotus feet and engaged in their eternal service. Tech 1 is called Glory Immersion because it's necessary to remember often and time to time the glories of this transcendental name that we're chanting. Because, as I said, taste and concentration are a gift of reciprocation. When Krishna sees our attitude and our mentality and our behavior, our conduct, maryada, he becomes pleased if it's all done properly. So therefore, glory immersion means to remember and appreciate the identity and power and benefits of Krishna's holy name. And by doing that, we're showing Krishna, we care. We want to know about you. We want to remember your glories. We want to appreciate your glories. So therefore, glory immersion. If we're not having taste from chanting Hare Krishna, or not able to concentrate, then we step back, review the glories of the holy name, and then think, oh, Sri Nam Prabhu, oh Radha Nam, oh Krishna Nam. You're so sweet, so kind, so generous. Let me appreciate you. Let me be grateful that you've entered my heart and grateful that you've entered my mind and life. And hearing about your glories and remembering you, this is a great way to get enthusiasm. And if I show you that I'm trying to remember your glories and think about your glories, then this will touch your hearts. This type of attitude, this mentality, and this approach will attract the attention and love of Krishna. And if Krishna and Radharani are attracted and attentive to us and our needs, then they will give us a blessing. Oh, my dear devotee, oh, my dear Krishna Das, oh, my dear Radhadasi, take it. Take the taste in the holy name. I will give you Nam Ruchi. I will give you Nam Nishta. Nam Ruchi and Nam Nishta, taste in my name and taste in my Radha's Nam, and concentration on us as Nam and as Nami, and concentration on Maha Mantra's form, my form and Radha's form, and our qualities and our pastimes, I will give to you. So our first technique, Tech 1, is called Glory Immersion. One will strengthen his faith and determination to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, japa, by repeatedly, that means regularly, hearing the wonderful glories of Srinam Prabhu, and by studying and chanting and meditating upon the different wonderful Sanskrit and Bengali verses in praise of Nam Bhajan. Whether we chant correctly or incorrectly, knowingly or unknowingly, or whether we chant the holy name carefully or carelessly, the all-powerful name of Krishna will always give results. The unlimited glories of Krishna's holy name cannot be understood with logic, reason, or intellect, only by faith, shraddha, devotion, bhakti, and constant chanting of Krishna's divine names can one realize the greatness of Srinam. We are living in a troubled, tense, terror-filled, dark age of Kali. But Krishna Nam is here with us, and Krishna Nam is the easiest, quickest, safest, and surest way to attain spiritual perfection and love of God for everyone, young boy, young girl, old man, old lady, firm, infirm, weak, or strong. In the matter of self-realization and seeing God, Nam Jap is the king of all sadhanas. What is the effect? What is the power? What is the glory? What is the benefit for me? Everyone calculates and thinks, what do I get? What will I get by investing my time in chanting? What will I receive? What will you receive? What benefits will you get? Chanting Krishna's sweet names purifies your heart. It sanctifies and steadies your mind. It will destroy the internal enemies which are always haunting and harassing us. Those six eternal enemies of lust, anger, greed, calm, crowd, lobe, mada, matsarya, envy, illusion, and madness. The holy name of Krishna stops the samsara chakra, birth and death, dissolves sins, scorches our samskaras, annihilates our useless attachments, induces detachment, and Krishna's holy name uproots desires. Krishna's holy name empowers one, makes one fearless, and removes illusion about who you are and what is the real purpose of life. Krishna's holy name bestows supreme peace, delivers prema, and reveals Krishna, reveals Radharani, and Sridham Vrindavan in your heart and in your mind and in your life, now and forever. Sri Krishna's Nam will show you your Siddha Sarup, your spiritual form, at the level of Bhava. You'll see your spiritual identity, the eternal, blissful, beautiful you. And Sri Krishna's Nam will shower your heart and mind with ras, bhakti ras, and you will become blissfully, happily engaged in the nitya seva of Radha Shyam. This is the power of Krishna Nam.